Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem, so with you.
Dear Flatty, I was recently fired from my job for listening to your podcast at work. The way I see it, I have two options. Option one, use guys register as a religious group, the Church of Who's Right podcast. This way I can sue for millions for religious persecution. I'm willing to compensate you up to $25 for administrative costs. Option two, can you guys pay me? Please advise ASAP.
What I like both of those options. What services do you offer that we can pay for? I'm more than willing to help out the community, be a jobs creator.
Do you think he's could co-host? Like, I would pay him $25.
Probably. For $25, probably.
Did he say it a month? $25 a month?
He just said pay me. He just said he would give us $25 for administrative costs to start a religion, or we could pay him.
God, that tells you my reading comprehension. What I got out of that is he's looking for $25 a month.
Right. So what are your skills? What are your qualifications? What can you do for us that we could pay you for? And I'll take your $25 to start a religion. Yes.
Okay. So didn't we already try starting a cult?
Yeah. I mean,
how is that different than starting a religion?
I think you have to write a book or something, right? You have to have like a written doctrine. And people have to say it's a religion, right?
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, that guy that invented or that came up with the
Scientology?
No, Mormonism. Like, all he did is pretended that he found something.
He pretended he found some gold plates or some shit written on them. And then he's like, yeah, you can't see them.
Look, I mean, I can do the same thing here. Like, look, I found a magic vape juice and it's God.
It's God. There's God in this vape juice.
How do you start a religion? WikiHow. Ooh, cool.
Four easy steps.
Plan your religion.
All right.
Okay, so we have to write a plan.
Don't we already have a plan?
For starting a religion?
Yeah, have a religion. That's the plan.
Okay. Number two, develop cosmetology.
All right. All right,
you're going to have to wear eyeshadow.
It's part of our doctrine.
Three, select a name for your religion. Dougism.
What? No, I'm not practicing that.
Why not?
Because there's already a split in our religion. Doug, I'm not practicing Dougism. That makes me sound gay.
What about, Douglasism?
Not better.
The church of Bernie.
All right, I'll go with that.
Okay. Step four, develop a list of your religion's core tenets. Ooh, this ought to be good.
Oh boy. What's a tenet?
They like rent from you.
Like the guys that live there. We got core tenets.
These might explain things like how it views relationships between people. Should you be charitable towards others, act on your own interests?
No, fuck all that. I think ours would be funnier if we just listed names. Here's a list of our core tenets.
I don't want it to be funny.
That's funnier. You don't want it to be funny. Why?
I want our religion to be taken seriously so we get tax breaks and shit.
You can be funny and still get tax breaks.
I don't do well talking in front of people, so you're going to have to be the preacher guy.
Okay, cool.
I'll be pulling the levers behind the scenes.
Cool, I'm in. I'm going to wear a white suit. Is that okay?
I don't care.
As long as somebody kisses my ring, that's all I care about, really.
So you don't want to have like a... Okay, so if we start our own religion, like I want to get fucked. I mean, that's... We got to write something so I have sex.
Okay. So it always, without fail, devolves into having sex with children.
No.
It does. It always does.
I have an iPhone.
Listen. We have to write into our tenant agreement. There's got to be something in there that says stops us from having sex with the kids. You know?
No, we just won't do it.
No, if you don't write it down, generations from now, they'll forget that we're not supposed to do it.
No, no.
It has to be in the doctrine.
Okay, so the Ten Commandments. Right. Number one is don't stick your wiener in anything younger than what?
Whatever the legal age is in your area.
No. No, because there's places in the world. I want this to be a worldwide religion.
So do I. It's more accessible if it's worldwide.
Yeah, but there's places in the world where they fuck kids. And it's legal, as long as they marry them.
Right.
I don't want that. I don't want... No.
Either you want our religion to be worldwide or you don't. You have to meet people where they are. You have to be accepting. You have to be accepting of all kinds.
Okay, I want it to be worldwide, except in the places where they fuck kids.
That's everywhere.
We spent a lot of time talking about kid fuckers tonight.
Yes, we have.
And it's constantly me telling you that I want to get as far away from it as possible.
Right. I think you're trying to hide something. You're
protesting. I have an iPhone. I have nothing to hide. I have nothing to hide.
Too much.
Okay. So that's... Okay, so... Commandment one, no fucking kids most of the time.
I like that. It's real clear, cut and dry. I like it.
Okay. What about number two?
There's got to be something in there about paying it, like, all respect to you and me as the leader of this thing, right? So that people don't forget. I'm thinking long term. In 100 years, I don't want people to forget that the reason that they worship at the Church of Bernie is because we started it. You know what I'm saying?
So when you said, like, paying respects, do you mean like the mafia makes people pay their respects, which is just a big wad of money they drop off?
Yeah.
Okay, respects. I'm good with that.
I want respects, all of it.
What's that called? Tithe? Is that right?
Yes, yes. That's what we'll call it.
I want 50% tithe.
50%?
60.
All right, cool. Better. We're getting closer. Why don't we just bring people into the flock and we get everything and we provide them with what they need?
What they need. Yes.
Right. Like you work your job and then we'll provide all of the day-to-day things that
you're
you
going
need.
Right back into cult mode.
Son of a bitch.
It's almost like every religion is just a cult.
So, all right. Doctrine number three, this is not a cult. See, we just solved it. Fucking solved it.
Okay. Number five, talk to people about your religion. Okay. We just covered that.
Yeah, we got that.
Number six, find a meeting place. Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Can it be virtual? Can we do a Zoom religion?
Followers of your religion might start out by meeting at your home. Fuck nope, you.
Not happening.
As it grows, you might look for a place that is more public, such as a cafe, a park, or somewhere else that is convenient.
Oh, fuck. We have tenants. Why don't we just use their place?
We know they have places.
Right.
Read about historical examples, and then it uses L. Ron Hubbard's Scientology. Okay, here's the important shit. Earning legal status.
Oh, boy.
You have to fill out an IRC 501c3. I'm not doing that.
I'm not filling anything out.
All right. Religion's over.
We're done. Drop that idea.